This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to... I always start with, hey, everybody.
Yeah, you do.
I do. But it's St. Patrick's Day, so let me start with, top of the morning. That was not good. Top of the day. Oh, how do you do an Irish accent?
I'm not Irish.
I know, I'm not either. I just know they say top of the morning and lucky charms. And
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
They probably don't say lucky charms. They probably don't even say top of the morning, but whatever. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for episode 105 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
My name is Quinn.
And we are here together, but separate. If you're watching the video, you know what I mean. But we're together, but not together, which is a first for us, right?
Yeah, we're gonna try this out.
What? You're getting ready to try it out?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube so that you can see what we're talking about. You look good, Quinn.
Thanks. So do you.
You sound like a million bucks.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So what's new today? St. Patrick's Day is a fun day. It's on a Sunday this year. So what have we done to celebrate? Anything?
Wore green in church.
We did wear green to church, yes. And I made a traditional, well, I think it's traditional, Irish lunch. I made corned beef and cabbage and green mashed potatoes. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You guys actually liked the corned beef. And the cabbage, not so much. But the corned beef you liked?
Yeah, the corned beef was good.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was delicious. So thank you for being open-minded and eating my, Irish food thing today. It was good. You have to get to softball batting practice. So let me tell you some jokes. How about it?
Let's do it.
All right. Joke number one comes from listener Theodore. Thank you, Theodore.
Thanks, Theodore.
What did the triangle say to the circle?
What's your point?
You're pointless.
Oh, that's better than mine.
I think circles have a point. Not literally, but yeah. Anyway, joke number two comes from listener Rowan.
Thanks, Rowan.
How many toucans can play tarantula war?
Seven.
Only two can.
Sorry.
So if you don't know what tarantula war is, because I didn't, Rowan made it seem like it was something everybody should know, but... tarantula war, she says, is when they fight over tarantulas because they like to eat spiders. I didn't know toucans ate spiders. Interesting. Or tarantulas. Well, that would be like furry in your mouth and very leggy.
I don't want to eat a spider.
That yeah, no. Gross. In desperate times, I would, but apparently toucans do. Okay. And our last joke comes from listener Ethan. Do you know
Thanks,
Ethan?
Thanks, Ethan.
He's your cousin. Yeah, that Ethan. What shoes do toads wear? Open-toed. That's a great joke. You know, open-toed shoes are like sandals where the toes are open. So funny. Thanks for the jokes, everybody. All right, thank you, Quinn, guys. 105. Ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1, the category is Dangerous Animals. Question 1. What is the world's largest venomous snake? Question 2. What is the largest predatory fish in the world? Question 3. Which insect is responsible for transmitting diseases such as malaria and Zika virus?
Question 4. What is the most venomous species of spider found in the United States? The black widow, the brown recluse, or the wolf spider? Question 5. True or false? There is enough poison in a golden poison dart frog to kill 10 people. Question 6. Which African animal has received the nickname Black Death? The Black Panther, the Black Mamba, or the Cape Buffalo? Question 7. Which shark is often considered more dangerous to people than the great white because it can swim in fresh water?
And here are the round one answers. Quinn, question 1. What is the world's largest venomous snake? Not the most poisonous, the largest.
The cobra.
Yeah, the king cobra.
Let's go.
Good answer. The way to remember it, you know, the king, he's the biggest of all the poisonous snakes. All right. When threatened or on attack, the king cobra rears its head and creates a hood by spreading its neck ribs. Its sharp fangs are used to bite and inject venom into prey. However, the saw-scaled viper is considered the deadliest snake in the world. This type of snake is said to be responsible for more human deaths than all other snake species combined. The venom in the saw-scaled viper is not as lethal as other snakes, but the snake is far more aggressive. So I kind of switched gears. The biggest snake is the king cobra, where they have that big hood thing.
Yeah,
oh,
like
man.
The...
When they pop that thing up, I would freak out. Would you?
I would run away, even though that's probably not what I'm supposed
to do. That's what you're not supposed to do, right? Oh, my God.
I'd probably scream.
Right, but the most dangerous snake is the saw-scaled viper. That's
and
interesting.
Even though
it's not because they're the most poisonous. Yeah. It's because they're the most aggressive. Wow. Yikes. Scary. Question 2. What is the largest predatory fish in the world?
Shark.
I need you to be more specific.
Great white shark?
The great white shark is the most predatory fish. You are correct. Good job. Question 3. Which insect is responsible for transmitting diseases such as malaria and Zika virus?
I'm assuming mosquitoes.
It is a mosquito. I think, if I'm not mistaken, mosquitoes are the most dangerous animal, quote unquote animal, in the world because they spread disease more than anything like hurts or kills people. Which is crazy.
Yeah,
and mosquitoes are so annoying. I hate mosquitoes.
Yep.
Bats eat mosquitoes. I also hate bats, but I love bats because they eat mosquitoes. So maybe I'm coming around on bats.
You hate what you love.
Yeah, there you go. Question 4. What is the most venomous species of spider found in the United States? The black widow, the brown recluse, or the wolf spider?
The black widow.
It is the brown recluse spider. And they're dangerous. If you get bitten by one, it can, like, I've seen pictures and you have like big welts and stuff and not good. Stay away from them. However, the most dangerous spider in the world is the funnel web spider from Australia. The venom from this spider is packed with at least 40 different toxic proteins, which can overload the body's nervous system and reportedly kill someone in minutes. But no one has died from a funnel web spider bite since the 1980s.
Oh, my word.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. We talked about those Australian animals in that one episode. So
yeah.
Lots of stuff there in Australia.
I don't like any of these that we're talking about.
Well, yeah. It's dangerous animals. So
true.
Question 5. True or false? There is enough poison in a golden poison dart frog to kill 10 people.
I'm going to say it's false. Is it more than that?
No, it's true. 10 people. We were at the zoo this past weekend, actually, and we saw poison dart frogs.
They looked like
they are so adorable. Ren was like at the aquarium, whatever, the glass, and was just like, "Mom, will you look at these? They're so cute." And I'm like, "Yeah, they could kill you. Don't." She's like, "I want one as a pet, of course."
They look like those little rubber cute, like plastic ones. You know?
They do. They were so cute.
They did almost look fake.
Yeah. So cute. All right. Question six. Which African animal has received the nickname Black Death? The Black Panther, the Black Mamba, or the Cape Buffalo?
I'm going to go with the Cape Buffalo because that sounds least likely.
That's true. Cape Buffalo are a relatively mild species when left alone, but will live up to their nickname Black Death if threatened or wounded. You know, Cape Buffalo, they're like big cows and they have that huge horned, curly horn thing that starts like in the middle of their forehead. Like a normal cow just has horns that start kind of on the sides and just burp. But like that Cape Buffalo has that huge forehead mound of horns and it comes up. Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with them.
I don't want to mess with any of these animals.
Right. Question seven. Which shark is often considered more dangerous to people than the great white because it can also swim in fresh water?
Piranhas?
Bull sharks. It was a type of shark. Bull sharks.
Oh, I did say what kind of type. Oh.
Bull sharks can retain salt while in fresh water, which allows them to swim up rivers where people might not expect a shark attack. According to experts, bull sharks constitute one of the big three shark species most dangerous to humans, alongside great whites and tiger sharks. I didn't know there was a big three of sharks that could hurt humans.
Ew.
But could you imagine? I mean, that again, this is not happening around us. We don't have to worry about bull sharks showing up in Lake Michigan or anything. But man, you're just having a day swimming in your fresh water and then all of a sudden comes a bull shark.
Bull shark!
Not funny.
Round number two. The category is England. Question one. What is the capital city of England? Question two. Who is the current reigning monarch of England? Monarch is the name of the king or the queen. Question three. Union Jack is the nickname of what British item? Question four. What is the name of the famous English playwright who wrote Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet? Question five. If you wanted to ride on the tube in London, what would you be traveling on? Question six. If you play in the Premier League, what sport do you play? Question seven. The London Eye is a famous giant what?
And now the answers to round two. Oh, I was going to do an English accent and I lost it again.
The answers to round two.
Oh, round. And now the answers to round number two. Question one. That's terrible. Question one. What is the capital city of England?
Birmingham.
London.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
Oh, right. Okay.
I did. I was just being stupid because I kept thinking of the Buckingham Palace for some reason.
But you said Birmingham, like in Alabama?
Birmingham's in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
I am terrible at geography.
I would love to go to London. It is like the top of my list of places I want to visit. Cheerio. Jolly good. I don't know. Whatever they say. Question two. Who is the current reigning monarch of England? Monarch is the name of the king or queen.
One of the Elizabeths?
It is her son, King Charles. Queen Elizabeth passed away, I think, last year, and her son, King Charles, took over. So, and then after he passes away, then Prince William is set to become king. So, crazy how that works. Ooh. Question three. Union Jack is the nickname of what British item?
Jack in the Boxes.
Union Jack is the British flag. That's what they call it.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, the blue flag with the red and outlined in white kind of X with a cross. It's like a cross and an X and a thing. Yeah. That's the Union Jack. Question four. What is the name of the famous English playwright who wrote Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is the correct answer, Quinn.
He was from Britain?
Yeah, I guess. Question five. If you wanted to ride on the tube in London, what would you be traveling on?
The bus?
The subway or the underground train? So that's what it's called in London. You were close. It was a transportation. But yeah, it's called the tube. And then it says, mind the gap. I think we've talked about that before.
Oh, like,
over the loudspeaker because apparently there's a gap between the platform and the train. Mind the gap. Don't fall in. Question six. If you play in the Premier League, what sport do you play?
What is it called? Lacrosse.
People from England are going to swallow their tongues since you didn't know this. The answer is soccer or football, you know, because they call soccer football over there. The Premier League is the highest level of the English football system. There are 20 teams in the Premier League. So like Manchester United and all of those huge teams are part of the Premier League.
I don't watch soccer, so.
Your dad is going to be disappointed in that one. He's a big soccer fan. All right, question seven. The London Eye is a famous giant what?
Ferris wheel?
It is a Ferris wheel. Yes, very good. You redeemed yourself on that one.
I did. I redeemed myself.
Round number three. The category is comics and graphic novels. Question one. What color did creator Stan Lee want the Hulk to be originally? Question two. In Garfield, what is the name of John's dog? Question three. In The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, what is the name of Greg's little brother? Question four. What is the name of the team of mutants that were born with superpowers and attend a school called the Xavier Institute for Higher Learning? Question five. In the Peanuts comic, Linus is always carrying what? Question six. What is the name of the graphic novel created by Raina Telgemeier, which talks about her dental experiences as a child? Question seven. What is the name of the main villain who constantly battles against Batman?
And now the answers to round three. Question one. What color did creator Stan Lee want the Hulk to be originally?
Purple.
Gray. Originally, Stan Lee wanted the Hulk to be gray, but due to ink problems when printing, Hulk's color was changed to green. Could you imagine the Hulk being gray? I don't feel like it has, you know, because the Hulk becomes the Hulk because of like a science explosion.
I wouldn't see like gray.
Yeah, I feel like green is the perfect color. Yeah, exactly. Maybe like a neon yellow would have worked too, but not gray. Yeah.
Yeah. Like gray seems like a, I'm sad, everything.
Like an Eeyore, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly gray, but the Hulk needs to be like green, bright.
Yeah.
Question two, in Garfield, what is the name of John's dog?
Odie.
It is Odie. He's so cute. It is really, really long, slobbery tongue.
Yeah.
Garfield is not nice to him. He always like kicks him off of things.
That's sad.
Nice.
I like the dog.
I do too. Question three, in The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, what is the name of Greg's little brother?
Manny.
It is Manny. And Manny always gets his way, right? And Greg always gets the shaft because he's the middle child, just like Ren.
That middle children get the most attention, in my opinion.
Oh, they need the most attention, but they feel like they don't get the most attention.
Yeah, they get the most attention, but they don't feel like they do.
Okay. Question four. What is the name of the team of mutants that were born with superpowers and attend a school called the Xavier Institute for Higher Learning?
X-Men.
It is the X-Men. Yes, we just started watching those movies. They are so good. Question five. In the Peanuts comic, Linus is always carrying what?
A blue blanket, just like Brooks.
Yeah, his blanket, just like Brooks. I know Brooks would drag that thing everywhere if he could, but now that he's older, it has to stay in his bed. But the answer is his blanket. Question six. What is the name of the graphic novel created by Raina Telgemeier, which talks about her dental experiences as a child?
Smile.
It is Smile. There's a set of three books where they all have smiley faces on the front. You remember what they are? They're Smile,
Guts, and Sisters.
Guts and Sisters. Yeah, you guys liked those when they first came out.
Yeah, she writes other ones too. She wrote the first four Babysitter Club.
Babysitter's Club, that's right. Yeah.
And then she did one called Drama and one called Ghosts.
That's right. You like her graphic novels. Question seven. What is the name of the main villain who constantly battles against Batman?
The Joker. And Harley Quinn, of course.
The Joker is the answer. Harley Quinn is also a bad guy, but not what I was looking for. She's not the main one. She's one of the side villains, but probably your favorite. You were Harley Quinn for Halloween one year.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Round number four. The category is inventors and scientists. Question one. If you hear a telephone ring, which appropriately named inventor do you have to thank? Question two. Charles Streit of Minnesota patented what breakfast device in 1919? Question three. Japanese food executive Momofuku Ando was the inventor of what instant food item? Question four. In the summer, we are extra appreciative of Willis Carrier, an American inventor who came up with the basic idea for what? Question five. In 1816, a French doctor invented what helpful medical tool that physicians still use every day currently?
Question six. What Mexican dish was named after the nickname of Mexican restaurateur Ignacio Anaya, who created the dish? Question 7. Mario, Link, and Sonic
owe a big thank you to Ralph Henry Bauer, as he is known as the inventor of what?
And now the answers to round four. Question one. If you hear a telephone ring, which appropriately named inventor do you have to thank? Alexander Graham Bell.
I knew that. Oh.
Yes. Question two. Charles Streit of Minnesota patented what breakfast device in 1919?
The toaster.
Yeah, the pop-up toaster. Good answer. And thank goodness, because we would not have toast for breakfast if not for Charles Streit of Minnesota. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles Streit.
Question three. Japanese food executive Momofuku Ando was the inventor of what instant food item?
Is it ramen?
It's noodles.
Oh!
I'll give you that one. He introduced chicken ramen in 1958, debuted cup noodle in 1971, and in 2005, he created a vacuum-packed portion of instant noodles for the Japanese astronaut aboard the Discovery Space Shuttle. Win
I love noodles.
Ramen.
I love ramen. I love noodles. I love noodles.
I know it's not healthy. She just loves it, though. And I remember it. Loving ramen. It's so good. So, Quinn,
yeah.
Momofuku Ando, thank you from my daughter,
thank
Quinn.
You, Momofuku.
Question four. In the summer, we are extra appreciative of Willis Carrier, an American inventor who came up with the basic idea for what?
I don't know.
Air conditioning. If you look at an air conditioner, you know that's outside of your house, one of the big...
Yeah. Oh yeah,
things.
Yeah.
A lot of the brands are Carrier. That's a very popular brand of air conditioner. And I never realized that was after the inventor. So I learned something new from that one too.
Question five. In 1816, a French doctor invented what helpful medical tool that physicians still use every day currently?
Stethoscope.
Yes.
Let's go.
The stethoscope is the answer. And the stethoscope is the thing that you put in your ears and it hangs down and then they listen to your heart and your lungs and your stomach and all the things.
Was the first one like the one where you just took a piece of paper and then like listened to the heart through it? Or no, was it actually like the ear horns?
I don't know. That's a good question. We should look that up.
Yeah.
Question six. What Mexican dish was named after the nickname of Mexican restaurateur Ignacio Anaya, who created the dish?
Eggs.
His nickname was Nacho.
Oh. Oh.
So, nachos. I had them this weekend. Twice in one day, actually.
Twice in one day. They're really good.
I love nachos. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Question seven. Mario, Link, and Sonic owe a big thank you to Ralph Henry Bauer, as he is known as the inventor of what?
The Switch, the Nintendo.
He is the inventor of video games.
Oh, just video games in general?
Yeah.
Ralph
Henry Bauer is known as the father of video games due to his role in developing the earliest home video game console. So, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Round number five. The category is movies. Question one. What is Ember's last name in the movie Elemental? Question two. In the movie Sonic the Hedgehog 2, we find out that Sonic has a fear of what? Question three. Why does Maui bring Heihei with him on the boat in the movie Moana? Question four. In Star Wars, who is Han Solo's co-pilot aboard the Millennium Falcon? Question 5. Who is the self-centered leader of the cheerleading squad in the Disney movie Zombies? Question 6. Camp Half-Blood is the name of the summer camp for demigods, where which title movie character trains? Question 7. In the movie Croods, what is the name of the furry animal that Guy wears?
And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. What is Ember's last name in the movie Elemental?
I don't know.
It's Lumen. Did you know that?
I did know that.
It's one of those when you hear it, you're like, oh, I know that.
Yep, that's right? Every question that I get wrong. It's just a smack in the face.
Right. Question 2. In the movie Sonic the Hedgehog 2, we find out that Sonic has a fear of what?
Heights?
Water. Question 3. Why does Maui bring Heihei on the boat with him in the movie Moana?
Boat snack.
Boat snack. I wrote that just so I could say boat snack. It's my favorite part of that movie. Boat snack. Question 4. In Star Wars, who is Han Solo's co-pilot aboard the Millennium Falcon?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is the answer. Wow. I nailed it.
You nailed it.
Thank you. Question 5. Who is the self-centered leader of the cheerleading squad in the Disney movie Zombies?
Bucky?
It is Bucky. Yes. And is he Addison's cousin? Is that right? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. They're related somehow. Yeah, I think so. Question 6. Camp Half-Blood is the name of the summer camp for demigods, where which title movie character trains?
Hercules.
Percy Jackson.
Oh! I have never heard of that, but that would have been my second guess, was Percy Jackson.
Yeah. When you hear demigod, there's only a few options, right?
Yeah.
Maui. Hercules was a good thought, and Percy Jackson. Question 7. In the movie Croods, what is the name of the furry animal that Guy wears?
Oh, Belt.
His name is Belt.
I was thinking of Thunk's pet, Douglas, for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we're talking about Guy's little, like, sloth-looking ferret thing that he wears around his waist named Belt.
Yeah,
and then in Croods 2.
In the second movie, then there's a pink one named Satchel, right?
No, Sash.
Sash.
So, yeah, so the family that they meet, I don't remember what they're called.
The Bettermans.
Bettermans, yes. Their daughter also has the same thing that Guy wears, except hers' name is Sash and Belt. And then they're like cutesy lovey.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are.
Question 1. What is the largest predatory fish in the world?
The great white shark.
Question 2. Charles Strait of Minnesota patented what breakfast device in 1919?
Pop-up toaster.
Question 3. Union Jack is the nickname of what British item?
The flag.
Question 4. Camp Half-Blood is the name of the summer camp for demigods, where which title movie character trains?
Percy Jackson.
Question 5. Which African animal has received the nickname Black Death?
The Cape Buffalo.
Question 6. The London Eye is a famous giant what?
Ferris wheel.
Question 7. A French doctor invented what helpful medical tool that physicians still use every day currently?
Stethoscopes.
And that is the end of episode 105. Here are your shoutouts. Dangerous Animals comes from Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
England comes from Lyra. And Lyra has a brother whose name is Ren.
Thank you, Lyra and Ren.
They're from London. That's why they wanted the England question. They'll probably be mad you got that one wrong, Quinn. Garfield comes from Demian.
Thank you, Demian.
Marvel comes from Oliver.
Thank you, Oliver.
Inventors and Scientists comes from Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
He's also from London, so he's probably going to be mad at you, too.
Everybody in London's going to hate me now.
Oh, I'm sure they won't hate you. Sonic the Hedgehog comes from Edward the Fourth.
Thank you, Edward the Fourth.
Wow, Edward. Wow. Elemental comes from Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Moana comes from Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Zombies comes from Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
And Percy Jackson comes from Ursa and Caitlin.
Thank you, Ursa and Caitlin.
Not related. Two different people both wanted to hear about Percy Jackson's. Thank you, Ursa and Caitlin. And we've got a birthday shout out this week. Happy, happy birthday to Patreon subscriber Abby. Do you have a song you want to make up on the spot, Quinn? No presh for Abby?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Abby. Happy birthday, Abby. Happy birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday, Abby.
Happy birthday.
All right, Quinn, conversation starter. What is your least favorite dangerous animal? What animal are you most afraid of?
Sharks, big fish.
Sharks and big fish. Okay.
I don't like what I can't see.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Like,
I don't mind it if I know it's there, but yeah. It jumps out at me. Get out of town. No, totally agree.
Pack
all right, thanks
up
for listening. Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.